91X News.
It's 13 degrees with a light rain shower at 1 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Haley Rose. Loyalist College's new president, Dr. Anne Marie Vaughn, has lots of exciting thoughts to share since being named the new president. Vaughn says the goals she wants to achieve for the college will have to line up with the community, among other important groups.
I will clearly look for ways in which I can positively impact both innovation within the region and the labor market.
In a press release sent out on Tuesday morning, the Board of Governors unanimously approved Dr. Anne Marie Vaughn as the fifth president in the history of Loyalist College. She succeeds Maureen Piercy, who was at the helm for 11 years as president of Loyalist. Vaughn brings a wealth of experience to Loyalist. She comes from the College of the North Atlantic, where she was president and chief executive officer from 2011 to 2016. Prior to that, she was the director of distance education and learning technologies at Memorial University in St. John's from 2001 to 2011. Vaughn also adds that she wants to create a good internal environment within the college. She says she will take a trip down with her family to view the Loyalist campus before she officially takes over on November 7th. Smaller crops and bigger prices. QNET reporter Ashley Clark talked to a local farmer to find out how the summer drought is affecting the fall harvest.
Larry Jeffs is a Stirling-based farmer who breeds and sells cows and grows hay, corn, and soybeans. He is one of the many farmers being affected by the record-breaking drought this past summer.
We needed the rain. We didn't get it at the right time, and the cobs didn't form, and neither did the beans.
He said he grew just one quarter of the usual amount of hay, half of his corn, and just under three quarters of his soybeans.
We're definitely not going to have the income that we had, you know, like what we would normally have. I would have to say that hopefully we can compensate by buying and selling hay. Hay that we would normally have sold for $50 is now going for $90 to $100.
Jeffs has had to tap into his farm insurance, but said it won't cover all that was lost. However, he said he has high hopes for the next season.
It's always better next year.
Ashley Clark, QNET News, Belleville.
And Donald Trump has nominated the Twitter conversations surrounding the third and final presidential debate. Twitter says that the Republican nominee was the subject of nearly 60% of tweets sent out about the candidates. The social media platform says the top tweeted moment was Trump and Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton's discussion about treatment of women. The second most tweeted was Trump's refusal to say if he'll accept the result of the election should he lose. According to Google Trends, the top issues and researched were both candidates' stances on abortion, immigration, and guns. It says people also Googled the Clinton Foundation, Trump's position on the Iraq War, and questions regarding Clinton's emails during the time as Secretary of State. That's QNET News on 91X to 103. In local sports, the Picton Pirates face off against the Napanee Raiders tonight at 7:30. And in baseball news, Toronto is out of the baseball playoffs after dropping a 3-0 decision to Cleveland, yesterday at the Rogers Centre. With the win, Cleveland takes the ALCS in five games and will advocate to the World Series. Blue Jays outfielder Kevin Pillar says Cleveland has a well-rounded team.
Things just were going their way. You know, they came up with a big hit. They made the big pitches when they needed. The bullpen's extremely tough.
And in NBA news, the Raptors continued their preseason schedule with a 103-92 victory over the Detroit Pistons. Toronto guard Kyle Lowry had 27 points and DeMar DeRozan added 26. The Raptors visit Washington on Friday and host Detroit in their regular season home opener game next Wednesday. And in the NHL, there are 11 games tonight. The Ducks are in Philadelphia to face the Flyers at 7 o'clock. The Sharks and Penguins face off at 7. The Devils take on the Bruins at 7. The Coyotes visit Montreal to take on the Canadiens at 7:30. The Avalanche and Lightning face off at 7:30. The Capitals and Panthers take to the ice at 7:30. The Leafs visit Minnesota to take on the Wild at 8. The Kings are in Dallas to take on the Stars at 8:30. The Blues take on the Oilers at 9. The Hurricanes visit Calgary to face the Flames at 9. And the Sabres visit Vancouver for a 10 o'clock game against the Canucks. The Green Bay hosts Chicago Bears tonight. It's the 193rd meeting in the NFL's oldest rivalry. Bears quarterback Ryan Horace says the teams need to convert more scoring chances into touchdowns.
Well, we just got to continue executing as we go down the field. Obviously, you know, the yards are there, but we have to, you know, convert on some third downs and then get in the red area and score touchdowns. It's plain and simple.
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, at 105, it's 13 degrees with a light rain shower. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Haley Rose, news on 91X next at 3 o'clock.